And on the phones, we start in Cedarburg, Wisconsin. This is Barb. Thank you for waiting. And welcome to the program, Barb. Hi.
Hello, Rush. I am kind of angry at you. But I would like to say first, I really am a true Rush fan. I'm a true conservative. I was chairman of our county party. Most of all, I am so proud. I'm the mother of two Rush babies.
Wow.
Yes, very proud of them, ages 26 and 23. And they listen to you whenever they can.
Are they still conservative? They grew up and they did not rebel?
They did not rebel. My daughter went to Madison to college. She joined the Young Republicans because of you. My son went to college at Whitewater, and he also worked with the college Republicans, and they love you.
Well,
so I did a good job, real good job. I'm very proud of them. They never rebelled.
I am deeply moved.
Yes, and I am grateful. I have listened to you and loved you for 26 years. I never thought I'd be calling you.
But you're
in
mad
anger.
At me. You're mad at me.
Oh, am I mad at you? I want to know why, after all this time, trying to get a real, solid, proven conservative as president, would you ignore the real deal and help prop up a fake, phony conservative that would be the Kardashian candidate, Donald Trump? And the real deal was Scott Walker.
Wait. Let me make sure I understand this. You are upset with me that Scott Walker has dropped out of the race?
I
abandoned Scott Walker for Trump?
Yes, and you did. And you loved Scott Walker for a while there. And then all you talked about was, all you did was prop up Trump for how long now? We started calling you the Trump Show. And Trump only bashes other Republicans.
Wait. Who is this we started calling?
Oh, my family.
Oh.
My kids will listen to you when they can on their lunch break and everything, you know.
Well, look.
We started calling you the Trump Show. Trump only bashes other Republicans. His shots at Democrats are tepid. He's anti-gun, pro-choice, pro-universal health care. And the only way the Hildebeest can win is by dividing the Republicans. And I can see her saying, wow, this Trump thing is going to work out great.
We need to put this in a context, in a chronological order. You say that I abandoned Scott Walker for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was one of the early and loudest voices for Scott Walker for months, maybe even a year or longer, even before presidential politics.
That is true.
I thought what Scott Walker did in Wisconsin was a blueprint. I don't need to repeat. I mean, I don't want to be redundant here, but I've said all of this. I was one of his most ardent supporters of what he had done in Wisconsin and how he had done it, and I thought that it was a blueprint on how to defeat the left. I noticed something. There's nothing to do with Trump here. One thing I even asked him about this. I've interviewed him twice, Barb, for my newsletter, and I've asked him twice, and he was a good soldier about it. He never seemed to get any support from the RNC or the Republican establishment in Washington, either in his campaigns for re-election and recall in Wisconsin, or in his presidential race.
You know, is true. I think
the establishment
might not like him because he wouldn't toe their line.
Well, but it was almost like the same thing happened to the governor of Virginia, the candidate for governor, Ken Cuccinelli. Here you had a wonderful conservative who was totally abandoned by the party. And I never understood, Barb, if I may be frankly honest with you, I always wonder, why am I the only guy in this country talking about Scott Walker? Why is the Republican Party not? I mean, they've got the blueprint right there. Here's a guy who has taken him on. They try to destroy him, his family, his life, his career. He beat him back three different times. Where is the Republican Party heralding this guy? They never did.
You are right about that. And that is another point I'm upset with about
now.
Republican Party.
But I did, Barb. I did. But at some point, you know, I'm not running. I can't go on the debate stage and speak for these people. And I can't go out on the campaign trail with them.
I know.
The whole thing with Governor Walker distresses me too.
Yeah.
In ways that you can't imagine. Mm-hmm. I think this points up some of the challenges with this whole electoral process we've got. You've got to be good on TV. You've got to be dynamic. You've got to be forceful. You've got to be good TV. I'm not saying he's not, but what I'm saying is it takes much more than just being substantively right on things. Obviously, that's mm-hmm. what's frustrating, that it takes more than that. How many great people are not ever going to get a chance because they just can't pass muster on TV or within the confines of competition out there in things that are not political? But you can't cry about that. It's what it is. It's what our system is.
Oh, perfect. He would be the best president ever because he does what he says. I'm just grieving today. I'm sick about it.
I know a lot of people are. People on his campaign team are. I mean, some people found out about it. Some on his team were not even told in advance. They found out about it.
Can I ask you one other thing about Donald Trump?
Ask me whatever you want to ask me, Barb. Ask me anything. No secrets here.
Well, do you think he could possibly be helping Hillary? Because, like I said, the only way she can win is to divide the Republican Party this time. And since he only bashes the other Republicans, could he be working for her? Oh, boy, you know, we'll get these people voting for Trump, and they're not going to vote for the real candidate, which, by the way, I do not want Jeb Bush to be the candidate.
Who do you want now if it's not Governor Walker?
I like Carly Fiorina.
Ben
Carson.
Carly Fiorina was on TV last night dumping all over Ben Carson. And you got to be very careful there, Barb. Got to be very. I'm kind of out of time here. I don't mean to be provocative like that.
Hear it now. Read about it in the paper tomorrow. Rush on the EIB network.
The upside of freedom of speech. Stay informed with Rush on WISN.